Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. It's the ninth day of January. I am Jill. I'm also China's mom around here now, I guess. But, I'm Brian's wife as well. So it is so good to be back with you all. It's been a really long week. I'm not going to lie. I have missed you all immensely. For those of you that are new, you have now met my daughter China, who founded Daily Audio Bible Chronological. And as she has said, this is new for us. This has never been done in the history of Daily Audio Bible. So I'm so excited to do this, one, with my daughter, and two, that I get to be back. I cannot wait to go deeper in the Word. I cannot wait for the new revelation that we will experience together. And I just want to say it's really good to have her back. She took all of last year off to be a mommy, and she's doing it so well and so beautifully. But I'm glad that she is back and that we get this time together. Listen, there's so much inside of me that I want to say before we even get started. I know China has laid a little bit of groundwork, but because this is my first day back of a brand new year and there's so many new listeners, I wanted to lay just a little bit of groundwork for all of us. I have taken some notes over the course of last year and thought in terms of, if I am going through the Bible for the first time, what should I know up front? And then, since this is brand new for China and I, maybe just some things that might just bring mutual understanding for all of us here. So bear with me just a few minutes and let's dive in and do this real quick before we read the Word. Okay, so the very first thing, if this is your first time, that might help you is journal. If you have a journal, you will want to take notes. And if you have a journal, you might want to even jot a few of these down because you may need to come back and refer to them. And if you have them, then you can do that. You will learn so much. And sometimes just knowing who goes with who and who begot whom and things that jump out to you at the very beginning of the year, they may not stay with you all the year long. So it's great to be able to go back and refer to them. So first thing, journal. Okay, the second thing is, please note, we will change translations every week. We like to mix translations up. First of all, it's because you will sometimes hear things differently in different translations that you would not normally branch out of. For those of you who are like, I want to get a Bible, I want to follow along, I don't know what to tell you. You can follow along if you use a Bible app and you could read along that way, but we're going to change different translations. With that being said, if there's a translation that you are not particularly fond of, please do not check out. It is not like Missionary Sunday night growing up as a kid, finding out it's Missionary Sunday. Can we please skip church? No, you come, you support the missionaries and you support the translations that you might not particularly like, because you will still hear things differently that need to be said. And missing even a few days, let alone a week in chronological, you can get really far behind. So stay with it. Even if it's a translation you don't love, stay with it. Which leads me directly into the next point, how to read the Bible. If you fall off, you get right back up. And it may happen. And it will be okay if it does happen, but trying to play catch up is really difficult to do. Therefore, we really do recommend start with the day that you're on, that you're starting back on. And then if you get a chance to go back and catch up, you can, but it's better to just be in real time on the day where we are than to just completely fall off altogether. Okay, the next thing. Guard yourself from assumptions. Guard your heart, guard your mind. You may hear things and want to assume the intent, and then you shut down and you're lost. And the intent that was assumed is not at all what was in our hearts. I see it happen a lot. So if our operating baseline mutually for one another is that we love you and our hearts are good towards you, then I hope that should cover it all. But especially if we don't understand something, or if we wish something was elaborated on and it felt cut off, we can fill in the blanks with all kinds of assumptions. And if we just don't do that, then offenses don't stand a chance. And wouldn't that be nice if we could go through life without being offended? Okay, next helpful hint. Remember that we are listening to the Bible ourselves in the 21st century. This may come up lots of different places throughout the year in the reading where we are really having a hard time with the content because we are forgetting the context. We must remember the context and what is taking place in the particular book that we're in. And sometimes it's just really hard to envision what we're reading because we can only relate to our modern day 21st century time period. We are also reading the Bible in chronological order. We're going to be in the Old Testament for a really long time. So you may as well just settle into the OT. Also, a little tag on that, just remember the Daily Audio Bible is a global campfire. We are not just American. We are not Americanized. We, Brian and I, China, we are all here in the United States, but many people listen abroad, and you will hear that in the collective voices of the community of prayers. And it's beautiful. It's one of my favorite things about us. Moving right along, please remember that China and I are not theologians. My husband is for sure. China and I are not. We are the girls that said yes. And I think as time passes and these stories that we're reading in the context, you will hear more and more of the importance of saying yes to the call of God. And we are just those girls that said yes. With that being said, we will probably get some things wrong along the way. And the reason why I say that at all is because we are asking for much grace. Gobs and gobs of grace. And we would be so grateful for that continuous grace throughout the entire year. And we thank you in advance for that grace. Okay, next. We are not tech support, and neither is social media. There is a very specific avenue of notifying our tech support through the app and on the website, and they are kind and gracious, and it would be good if we would be that to them. Okay, next thing, very important to me. China and I are very different. Our approach will be very different. That's how it should be. We are not the same. We are not going to be the same. We are not going to approach this the same way. I wouldn't want her to be anyone than who she is. She would not want me to be anyone than who I am. We do not want you to be anyone than who you are. Wouldn't it be so great if we could all just be naked and unashamed before God? But we know the story, we just read it, but we also cannot do that if we live in a constant state of comparison and comparing ourselves to one another and comparing other people. And why isn't he more like her, or her more like him, or she like her? Whatever. It's really important to me, one, as a woman, and secondly, as mother and daughter, that we could have the freedom to be who we are and that our approach would be well received differently. And finally, just to add off of that, for you guys in the same capacity, you may see or hear someone else's interpretation or what they heard through scripture that day and just, oh man, why didn't I get that? That's not what I got out of it. That's okay. I mean, it's not okay if we get the details completely wrong, but we are so specifically, uniquely, differently, uniquely created that God speaks to us that specifically, that creatively, that uniquely. And besides that, we are all in different places in our own personal stories and journeys. We will not get the same thing all the time. Let that be okay. Do not get shut down by shame. Do not get shut down by condemnation. The Holy Spirit does come and convict our hearts and say, hey, hears where we messed up and we can do better. But the voice of condemnation is not a loving voice from a loving father. Condemnation usually says some bad names inside my mind, and I can't say them because somebody will be upset about it. But that's the voice of condemnation that I know the difference of, and we must recognize the difference between conviction and condemnation. And the quicker we learn that difference, the better off we will be. Thank you for allowing me this space to just set some really important to me, guidelines that I think will help us all on our journey through the Bible this year. Without any further ado, let's dive into the scripture. Today we are reading the story of Job, chapters 21, 22, and 23, and this week we are reading in the Christian Standard Bible, Job 21. Then Job answered, "Pay close attention to my words. Let this be the consolation you offer. Bear with me while I speak. Then after I have spoken, you may continue mocking. As for me, is my complaint against a human being? Then why shouldn't I be impatient? Look at me and shudder. Put your hand over your mouth. When I think about it, I am terrified and my body trembles in horror. Why do the wicked continue to live, growing old and becoming powerful? Their children are established while they are still alive, and their descendants before their eyes. Their homes are secure and free of fear. No rod from God strikes them. Their bulls breed without fail. Their cows calve and do not miscarry. They let their little ones run around like lambs. Their children skip about, singing to the tambourine and lyre, and rejoicing at the sound of the flute. They spend their days in prosperity and go down in Sheol in peace. Yet they say to God, 'Leave us alone. We don't want to know your ways. Who is the Almighty that we should serve him? And what will we gain by pleading with him?' But their prosperity is not of their own doing. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. How often is the lamp of the wicked put out? Does disaster come on them? Does he apportion destruction in his anger? Are they like straw before the wind, like a chaff a storm sweeps away? God reserves a person's punishment for his children. Let God repay the person himself so that he may know it. Let his own eyes see his demise. Let him drink from the Almighty's wrath. For what does he care about his family once he is dead, when the number of his months has run out? Can anyone teach God knowledge since he judges the exalted ones? One person dies in excellent health, completely secure and at ease. His body is well fed and his bones are full of marrow. Yet another person dies with a bitter soul, having never tasted prosperity. But they both lie in the dust, and worms cover them. I know your thoughts very well, the schemes by which you would wrong me. For you say, 'Where now is the nobleman's house? And where are the tents the wicked lived in?' Have you never consulted those who travel the roads? Don't you accept their reports? Indeed, the evil person is spared from the day of disaster, rescued from the day of wrath. Who would denounce his behavior to his face? Who would repay him for what he has done? He is carried to the grave, and someone keeps watch over his tomb. The dirt on his grave is sweet to him. Everyone follows behind him, and those who go before him are without number. So how can you offer me such futile comfort? Your answers are deceptive." Then Eliphaz the Temanite replied, "Can a man be of any use to God? Can even a wise man be of use to him? Does it delight the Almighty if you are righteous? Does he profit if you perfect your behavior? Does he correct you and take you to court because of your piety? Isn't your wickedness abundant, and aren't your iniquities endless? For you took collateral from your brothers without cause, stripping off their clothes and leaving them naked. You gave no water to the thirsty and withheld food from the famished. While the land belonged to a powerful man, and an influential man lived on it. You sent widows away empty-handed, and the strength of the fatherless was crushed. Therefore, snares surround you, and sudden dread terrifies you, or darkness, so you cannot see, and a flood of water covers you. Isn't God as high as the heavens? And look at the highest stars, how lofty they are. Yet you say, what does God know? Can he judge through total darkness? Clouds veil him so that he cannot see as he walks on the circle of the sky. Will you continue on the ancient path that wicked men have walked? They were snatched away before their time, and their foundations were washed away by a river. They were the ones who said to God, leave us alone, and what can the Almighty do to us? But it was he who filled their houses with good things. The counsel of the wicked is far from me. The righteous see this and rejoice. The innocent mock them, saying, surely your opponents are destroyed, and fire has consumed what they left behind. Come to terms with God and be at peace. In this way, good will come to you. Receive instruction from his mouth and place his sayings in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be renewed. If you banish injustice from your tent and consign your gold to the dust, the gold of Ophir to the stones and the wadis, the Almighty will be your gold and your finest silver. Then you will delight in the Almighty and lift up your face to God. You will pray to him and he will hear you, and you will fulfill your vows. When you make a decision, it will be carried out, and light will shine on your ways. When others are humiliated and you say, lift them up, God will save the humble. He will even rescue the guilty one. Who will be rescued by the purity of your hands? Then Job answered, today also my complaint is bitter. His hand is heavy despite my groaning. If only I knew how to find him so that I could go to his throne. I would plead my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would learn how he would answer me and understand what he would say to me. Would he prosecute me forcefully? No, he would certainly pay attention to me. Then an upright man could reason with him, and I would escape from my judge forever. If I go east, he is not there, and if I go west, I cannot perceive him. When he is at work to the north, I cannot see him. When he turns south, I cannot find him. Yet he knows the way I have taken. When he has tested me, I will emerge as pure gold. My feet have followed in his tracks. I have kept to his ways and not turned aside. I have not departed from the commands from his lips. I have treasured the words from his mouth more than my daily food. But he is unchangeable. Who can oppose him? He does what he desires. He will certainly accomplish what he has decreed for me, and he has many more things like these in mind. Therefore, I am terrified in his presence. When I consider this, I am afraid of him. God has made my heart faint. The Almighty has terrified me. Yet I am not destroyed by the darkness, by the thick darkness that covers my face. Okay, so here we are. We are in the thick, smack dab middle of Job. And just when you think everything that could possibly be said in a conversation such as this has already taken place, we get another layer of people talking. I find myself saying that sometimes in discussions. So there are so many words taking place right now because we often lose the heart of the matter of what we're actually discussing, and usually go around the bend and reach for the jugular in the person that hits us with the harsh truth or gives us another one of those nice Christian padded answers. That's just the wrong thing to say in the right moment. But what is so interesting about today's reading happens in chapter 23 when Job says, if only I knew how to find him so that I could go to his throne. I would plead my case before him and fill my mouth with arguments. I would learn how he would answer me and understand what he would say to me. So here Job actually says the noble thing, which sometimes is the last thing that we do. He wants to hear directly from God himself. He just doesn't know how to find him. We often know how to find him, and he's the last person we'll talk to. We go to everybody else. We hear all of the opinions. We get all the people on the right side that we need them to be on. Where Job's friends have convinced Job, only the righteous can hope to find God. So to them, the logical explanation is, if only the righteous can find God and you can't seem to find him, well, you must not be very righteous then, my friend. It kind of pricks at my toes a little bit. I'm kind of identifying myself here. Like, here's the answer. And if you can't get to the answer and you can't complete the task and you can't finish the formula, then there's something wrong with you or me or us. I don't know about you. That's where I go. When I get the answers given to me and I sit with them in silence and I follow the formulas of the answers and I don't get the outcome, I am lost. I am disappointed. I am let down, I am defeated, and I can start to feel hopeless. Like, what do I do now? And here's the beauty in Job's story. It's not over yet. He pushes past those things that his friends had told him, and he returns the question, but he is unchangeable. Who can oppose him? He does what he desires. He will certainly accomplish what he has decreed for me. And he has many more things like these in mind. It sounds to me as if Job is prepared for whatever the answer will be from God, as long as he gets to speak to him. Maybe the question we can examine in our own heart today is, will we be as accepting of the answer that God gives us if it is not the answer that we long to or expect to hear? Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for conversations such as this that can be very difficult conversations. We've had them. We may have them again. We've had things said to us that hurt. We have said things that hurt. We have said all of the wrong things at the right moments. We've had them said to us. We have talked to everyone else except for you in times that we needed to talk to you. And I pray that you would help us remember that talking to you is essential. We can listen to people talk about you, and there's a rightful time and place, but what is most important is to allow you to speak for yourself. And so we make room for that very thing to happen today. And I trust, God, that you will speak to your children, the ones who long to hear from you, the ones that have never heard your voice. Father, I ask that you would speak now through your word, through a song, throughout the day, through a sunset, through the eyes or the words of a child. I pray that we would come to know your voice, especially on this brand new journey and adventure through the Bible. For those that have never heard you speak, Father, I pray that you would come in a way that only you can, to speak to people so specifically created to who you created them to be, in a way that they would know undoubtedly it is from you. Thank you for this time together on this new journey with you. I pray that we would feel the weight of our words in our mouth before they come out. We pray all of this in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that's home base. Check it out. If you have not, if you're new around here, you want to know anything about who we are, that's the place you'd go to. That is the website. That is the free app that you may have already downloaded. But if not, you can download it for free and listen every single day. If you need prayer, if you would like to call in and pray for someone that's previously called in, you can do so several different ways. If you're using your phone, 800-583-2164, or you can hit the red circle button. It's up at the top right-hand corner of your mobile device. You have 2 minutes on the prayer line. Make sure you hit submit, turn the little wheel to chronological, and it'll get to the right place. If you would like to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, we thank you immensely for your partnership. We could not keep this going without you, and that is no small statement. It is no exaggeration. We could not do this without you, and we are eternally grateful. If you're giving by mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or once again, you can utilize that mobile device and hit the give icon. Forgot where I was for a second. Give icon. It's up at the top right hand corner of that mobile device, or look for the give icon on the website as well. It's going to be a great week together. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited that China gets the week off, a week of rest for her, and we will turn that page together tomorrow. I look forward to it every day. Until then, love one another.
Good morning. This is Marilyn calling from New Hampshire. I'm calling on Monday, January 3rd, and Happy New Year to everyone. I'm calling because I think God's really been nudging me to, I do pray a lot for all the prayer concerns that come in, but I think God's nudging me to call in and pray for that person that God's really nudged me about. And I just think it's a beautiful thing, excuse me, how this community really prays for each other. And I want to be more a part of that, is calling in. So I'm calling in. I listened to Emmy from Illinois today, and she really touched my heart of what she's going through. So I want to lift up Emmy from Illinois. Well, we lift up Emmy from Illinois, and we just pray your healing, your comfort for her body, soul, and spirit, of God, and that she would know that, yes, she is a sinner, but she is saved by grace, and as we all are. So I just pray you touch her and bring your healing and draw her close to you, God, that she just would know how much you love her, you never leave her or forsake her, and that we're all on a journey, God. And we might take a step backwards, a couple steps backwards, but we'll go forward, God, and you're always there to catch us and to help us and to guide us and to love us so much. So help Emmy to know how much you love her, God, and that you're with her, and you will help her every step of the way. Just bring healing to her marriage and just joy in her life, God. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. I love you all, and China, it's so awesome to have you back, and also with your mom. Love you all. God bless you. Have a great day. Bye.
Good morning, Debsy. This is Chinny, a gentle answer in Southeast Tennessee, calling to pray for Emmy in Illinois. Thank you for continuing to give us an update on how things are going, and I just ache for you with the difficulties in your marriage and just feeling like you're far from the Lord right now, and I wanted to lift you up. And so here we go. Father God, thank you so much that you call us to yourself and that you choose us. And Lord, that means that you've chosen Emmy. And I pray that you would help her to know that there is nothing she can do that can separate her from your love. Even when it feels like you're far away, Lord, it doesn't mean that you're not there. But Lord, we ask in this moment that you would help her to feel your presence again, that she would hear you speaking to her words of love, words of confirmation. Lord, that she would know that it's you. Lord, would you give her your strength in her marriage? Lord, would you give her your comfort? Lord, would you empower her and just help her to keep on going? Lord, it is hard with a newborn, and the sleepless nights and the continuing just giving of yourself can be so draining. So Lord, would you infuse her with you and help her to continue on in your strength and by your Holy Spirit? I also wanted to pray for overcoming captivity in Georgia and Lisa in Oklahoma. both affected by COVID in different ways, but both struggling with finances. But Lord, we know that you provide. You're Jehovah Jireh. And Lord, we just ask for wisdom in both those situations, that you would direct them as to what they need to do, Lord, and that as they're waiting, that they would rest in you. But I pray that for all of us in this new year, would we trust you, Lord, and rest in you and trust in your goodness. Amen.
Hi, this is a message for the boy from Zambia, Rory. I'm glad that you rang in to let us know that your parents have reconciled. And I'm really happy for you that the family are back together and that you continue to listen to the Daily Audio Bible. I do pray for all of the families who are broken, for children who are suffering because parents aren't together. And I pray that in this new year that there will be peace in marriages and reconciliation where there is hurt. And I am thankful for new beginnings and the new year, and very thankful for the Daily Audio Bible. And I'm looking forward to the new year, listening to China and Jill share the chronological, and I'm doing Proverbs as well as the Daily Audio Bible. So I'm going to be a triple dabber this year and looking forward to that. So this is Mandy calling from Ireland, originally from South Africa, and I'm sending wishes and blessings for the new year to you all.
Hi guys, it's Kate calling. I'm calling to give a shout out to Rorizan, the young man from Zambia. I sure do remember your prayer request. I have it written down still, and I'm going to check it off tonight because you just gave a wonderful update. I'm so happy that your mom and dad are back home together, and you said they're happy, and I know that makes you happy, and it makes me happy too. Wow, what a way to start the year with this news. Okay, thank you, Lord, for Rorizan's parents getting back together, living under one roof. And thank you that he had the courtesy to call back up all these months later to let us all know. And I sure do appreciate it. And I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, good morning. My name is Myrna Gordon. I'm calling from Castro Valley, California. I will be starting a job as a hospice nurse, and I'm really nervous. I want to do a good job, and I was wondering if you guys can pray for me so I can do the best that I can. The God give me strength, wisdom, and understanding to do the best that I can. I will also be praying for everybody from now on. And that's it. Thank you, and have a blessed day. I love you, everybody. Stay strong.